Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope you and your family are well at this beautiful holiday season.
Blessings to you as well. So I know that you're, you know, talking about the upcoming swearing-in ceremony January 20th, and that this is something in our American history that is something we haven't seen before. Trump, the Trump effect.
Well, before we talk about the inauguration and even the swearing in of our new congressman and Senator McCormick or Senator-elect McCormick on January 3rd, if I can, just a second on the Daniel Penny. It's not being discussed, but I'm hopeful that when the new Justice Department, so when the new Attorney General and the new her assistants and deputies take office shortly after January 20th, they'll look at whether Alvin Bragg violated Daniel Penny's civil rights. I am a lawyer, but I don't practice that type of law. But I'm just going to put the issue out there that if he was prosecuted because of his some immutable characteristic and violated his civil rights, whether it's a racial issue or whether it's another issue, I think the Justice Department ought to take a look at the motives for the prosecution. Yes, there are prosecutorial he has immunity as a prosecutor for lots of things, but this may shock the conscience. And I think it's worth looking into whether Alvin Bragg should and his office should be brought up on violations of Daniel Penny's civil rights. I think, and then I would also close on that issue by simply saying, what a beautiful gesture for the vice president-elect to invite Daniel Penny to join the president-elect and the team at the Army-Navy game. What a beautiful gesture. This is the type of leadership now that Donald Trump's bringing, whether it's in Paris last weekend, whether it's yesterday at the stock exchange. The leadership, America's back.
I had the same feeling. And so many people that I talked to, Jeff, this is what they were saying. Just saying, oh, yesterday, seeing that and how, you know, the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, it just broke out in USA and fight, fight, fight. And there was this positive energy. But, you know, I guess he's just a fascist or a dictator. That's what the media told us. It's incredible.
Well, I think. Yeah, we can ignore is probably not the right word. I'm always going to be respectful, but I am diminishing my attention that I pay to these naysayers. I mean, I'm 52. In my lifetime, I don't recall a president-elect going to the stock exchange. The last time it happened was 1984 with President Reagan. I don't recall a president-elect going to the stock exchange with most of his cabinet. Yeah. To me, that was the really moving and inspiring part of yesterday, was to see this group of very, like, excited, vital, smart, capable people standing behind the president-elect and the vice president-elect, getting ready to, on, you know, 12:01 p.m. on January 20th, to get America back, to make America great again, to make America healthy again, to make America safe again, drilling, you know, getting our energy resources going. It's so exciting, and you can feel it. I mean, I was on the set of CNN last night. I can tell you that, you know, the legacy media may not be excited, but I sure am.
You know, you, in so many ways, Jeff Bartos, we talked a lot about the American Jewish vote and concern over that. And do you think that moving forward, as far as Trump's picks that are pro-Israeli, that is a sign that is well received by our, you know, by Jewish Americans who voted for Trump or didn't vote for him, either way?
Well, I think you start with the idea that being pro-Israel or being pro-U.S.-Israel relationship is really being pro-Western civilization. So I talk about this a lot, whereas anti-Semitism, yes, is hatred of Jews, but it's really, really manifests itself as hatred of America, hatred of West. You did not see any anti-Israel protests over the last 14 months where they were not also burning the American flag. And, you know, you can even draw a line, and I hate to say this, it's really so sad, but this murderer, this Pengrad, who murdered a father of two in cold blood on the streets of New York, he was taught in K-12 and in college to hate America, and he was taught to hate capitalism. And you could see it in, I wish we weren't giving any attention to his manifesto, but where it bears pointing out that, you know, this intellectual and moral rot that's happening in K-12 and university education at the so-called elite schools. I mean, at the end of the day, they're being taught to hate the West, hate America, hate Israel. And so I think, look at the picks. Elise Stefanik is going to be the most effective UN ambassador we've seen in our lifetime. She is absolutely remarkable. We all remember what she did to those college presidents in the hearing just a year ago, right? Last December, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, Mike Waltz, who's a personal friend, as national security advisor. I could kind of go through the whole cabinet. Lee Zeldin at the EPA, the president-elect, the vice president-elect, the team that they put together, Pam Bondi at Justice, Kash Patel, who's another close personal friend at FBI. These are pro-America. Forget about pro-America, right? Mm-hmm. Of course they're pro-America. They understand the tie between West Israel is on the front lines fighting the battle to save Western civilization. They're the tip of the spear. And we have nominees to these important cabinet posts who understand the tie between the Judeo-Christian values that underpin the entire American experiment and how it ties back to ancient Israel and now the modern state of Israel. It's really I know I've used the word before this morning. It's inspiring. It really is. And I think the president has made good on all of his promises, and he will continue to make good on all of his promises. And you could probably hear it in my voice. I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, I hear you. And I know you're excited for the Dave McCormick swearing in January. I think Dan just saw you, our great Dan Borowski, executive producer. You just saw you on CNN. You wanted to ask?
I was there last night. Yeah.
That was last night. I thought that was just now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Good job there with Scott Jennings. And talking about this John Fetterman and the reaction that he's kind of gotten from what happened with his meeting with Pete Hegseth and kind of just hearing him out. Some audio here, a video clip real quick, Jeff, if you don't mind. We're going to play Fetterman in the hallway after his meeting with Pete Hegseth. Take a listen.
Just hold until he comes out. And then create space behind you if he decides to talk.
We agreed that the Steelers are going to win. And now he doesn't have a real opinion on Sheets or Wawa. He doesn't have a lot of experience on that.
Quite the joke.
But of course we know Sheets is the right one, and the Steelers are going to win. And now also the news is that we actually had a meeting. We had a conversation. And that's what happened.
So you like what you see, except the Steelers prediction? So, Jeff, it's very visual. The reporters are mobbing him. He tries to joke around. But in a sense, everything he has indicated, being the first Democrat on True Social this week, he's had a lot of firsts. Now meeting with Pete Hegseth, first Democrat. What do you see here?
Well, so I think getting back to the original point about the young man from Penn who is a cold-blooded murderer, 2 days ago, Elizabeth Warren, who's not that bright and is also crazy and getting crazier, she basically justified the killing. She said, we condemn violence, but, and anything that comes before the but should be completely discounted, right? So we condemn violence, but, and then she went on to sort of justify it, which is disgusting and despicable, and she's crazy and dangerous. She's crazy and dangerous. John Fetterman, here's what he said. He said, and I'm going to paraphrase, why are we giving this guy any attention? He is going to die in jail where he should. That's what John said. Mm-hmm. So moral clarity and common sense from our soon-to-be senior senator from Pennsylvania is very, very welcome. The fact that he's, as you said, first Democrat on True Social is terrific. He met with Elise Stefanik the other day, and he said, I was already 100% for her, and now I'm even more for her. She's strong on the U.S.-Israel relationship, combating anti-Semitism. Like, that's really important to hear from any of our senators. Hearing it from a Democrat, maybe there's a common sense caucus building within some members of the Democrat senators who want to push back on this woke madness that they've been infected with as a party, maybe. But John's showing real leadership. He and I debated this a lot over the last 8 years. As you know, we're personal friends, and we've debated this a lot. I'm an Eagles Sheets guy, and he accuses me of being a consummate politician if I'm picking Sheets and the Eagles. But I just have to, I always tell him it's just because I have good taste. And nothing against Wawa. I love Wawa, but I know the Sheets family personally, and I love Sheets. But the Eagles are going to win this weekend, in case there's any doubt.
Do you have a score? Do you have something in mind?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be a great game. 24-21 Eagles.
Okay, 24-21. I love it. Jeff Bartos, I know you have to run. You're always gracious.
Eagles!
Yes. Bless. If I don't talk to you beforehand, blessed Hanukkah, blessed season of the holidays, and can't wait until obviously early January with McCormick and then Trump January 20th. It's going to be a great 2025, my friend.
Well, Dawn, happy to come on anytime. Dan, thank you for reaching out. And Merry Christmas, healthy and happy New Year to you both and all your families and to all your listeners.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.